Hello, and welcome to the Ron Amatron Healing Hour. We are going to have some fabulous information and healings and clearings from Ron Amatron tonight. It is Wednesday evening, November 14th. We'll be answering your questions from the fast chat, and it is self-empowerment evening. And we're both very happy to be with you and help us all move closer to being cleared and ready for ascension. Are you there, Ron? Good evening.
Yep, I'm here. So, hi, everybody. So let's see what we can do today here. We can start off with an emotional clearing, if you like, and that will everybody kind of online to get rid of some energy. So here we go. Think of a situation that you've dealt with, maybe caused you harm, discomfort, or something. So here we go. Being upset. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So that should help to release that from you here. And what else we can do here? Anything else you can think of for self-empowerment night to get people so that they're online?
Well, yes, Ron. I do, of course, as everyone does, love the theme of self-empowerment, and we all need that so that we can have better and stronger, more powerful lives here while we're here on Earth. And our whole purpose, in case you're new, and recently perhaps found Ron, because he recently did a couple of expos in New York and L.A., so there may be some new people listening. The most important thing that Ron is trying to help us achieve is to be fully present here in our bodies with our spirits and to clear our spirits so that we can have as good and clear, you know, a life as possible. The most important clearing to do is what Ron just did the sample of, which is the emotional body clearing. And it's also, I would say, very important to have it done for your whole life so that you can continue to update it. That was, of course, the first healing I did. I then went on to the mental body clearing because a lot of people are very in their heads and their minds, and it's very important to be heart-centered. So perhaps that would be a good second sample, Ron, to do the mental body clearing.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now that should help you to get a little more centered here. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. So just see if that helped your maybe thinking ability, or you might feel like a little more balancing took place for you. So back to you. And we'll see what we have here, if anybody would like to maybe call us up in order to talk about a healing that they've had and how that has helped them out. So let's see if we have anybody call in here. And I don't want to do any special clearings for people. Just talk about what you've had and
right,
how it's helped.
Right, and be aware that what Ron is doing on these radio shows are samples, are just a small, very small percentage of what's available when you do the full clearing. If something moves you, if you feel a release when Ron does one of these samples, that's a very clear sign that you need to go onto the website and do the full clearing, preferably for your whole life. And not just rely on things that you hear on the radio, because it's really not enough to clear out your whole spirit. The other thing that's wonderful to do are, of course, the 8-hour Creation Lightship calls where you get healings done. Nope, we may have a caller already. I heard a beep. Is there someone online?
Hi, yes, this is Janice.
I'm sorry, say your name
again.
Hello? Yes,
Janice?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
And who is this?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we hear you perfectly.
Janice?
You're live on the air.
Okay, hi. I just wanted to say a couple things. I wanted to actually thank Ron on Monday for the new format there. It helped me out tremendously. And I just wanted to share, oh gosh, I had to write this down because I knew I wouldn't remember it. Well, I wanted to share that I did finally figure out how to work your Wikipedia to look up. I needed an orb sample, orb clearing, and the archives just worked amazingly well. So that was amazing of going through and doing the archives. If you need those samples, that gave us, Ron, much more time to spend on his new format. And also, the main reason why I'm calling Ron is I have a question about when I feel like I'm slimed or when I'm psychically attacked, and I can just be walking by somebody in the park or, you know, talking to a new neighbor or whatever it is, I wanted to share this for the self-empowerment night is because I found that if I just automatically just start doing the now I increase my life force energy, and then now I increase my life force energy, and I feel like when I'm getting up to around the 90 to 100% of my spirit back in my body starts reacting to it. And it's, you know, it's not very pleasant, but I know that I have to get through it. But you know, I start wrenching really bad, and I start, you know, actually just throwing up. But, you know, nothing's coming up. And so my question is, I've been doing this, and the last time I got slimed so bad, I mean, it was just, you know, about 5 or 10 minutes of this, and then I felt better, and then I felt wonderful. So I just wanted to share that, but where do those entities and critters or whatever that I am bringing up through my mouth, where do they go after I release them? I mean, I, you know, down the toilet or down the sink or if I'm walking through a park, you know, I mean, you know, back into the ground.
That's a good one. Yeah, I want to make sure you're just tapped off there. Yeah, no.
Well, I know, but what? I'm thinking to myself, okay,
going?
I'm getting rid of all this.
Good question.
But where do they go? I mean, can they come back on me?
No, they can't. Once they're out of you, the light shift takes care of them. Once you're doing a clearing, once you start getting rid of these things, they're gone, and they get terminated.
Wonderful.
So nothing to worry about as far as having them come back and lurk with you. You know, there could be more.
Well, I've been wanting to.
But, you know.
I've been wanting to ask you this for so long because it's like, and it's like, okay, you know, I know when I'm getting my spirit back completely because, you know, everything gets released. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, it's just like getting through the detox. You got to get through the bad stuff in order to feel better. But, yeah, okay, so the light shift takes care of them. I don't have to worry about them. Like, you know, okay, I just got rid of them. You know, they're not going to hop back in me or hop back into somebody else who's walking by. Or,
they're gone. Yeah, so just know that they're gone.
Wonderful. Okay.
I feel like they dissolve, Ron, you know, like they just dematerialize and they're gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this Janice?
okay, and I wanted to actually thank you again for the Monday show, too, because it just made me realize how much I needed to put the soul family clearing on my list of things to do, because, you know, when I get things happening with them, you know, I could never really understand it while one day I could feel like I look like me in the mirror, and the next day I could feel like I look in the mirror and I look like my sister, you know, and I'm like, you know, what's up with this, you know, or I'll feel all this psychic attack coming from a family member, you know, and I physically change. And so I realize how important it is how much I need the soul family clearing now, and I'm really looking forward to doing that one. So,
Very
okay, that's all I had to share.
So your sister from your soul family is probably coming into your energy field then. That's quite interesting to have it be that, wow. Very interesting.
Yeah, it's just concerning because I'm like, what? You know, why am I looking like her right now? And it's just this one particular one, and yeah, there's, you know, I don't want to give you all the details, but it's the one sister that's usually the one pushing my buttons, and who has been, I think, when I think back, my whole life. So, So I'm really looking forward to having that clearing done. And I'll keep you posted. So thanks for letting me share.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. Yeah, very, very interesting.
Thank you for calling. I was also inspired to do the soul family clearings after Ron's show on Monday. I had already purchased that quite a while ago, and I thought, you know, it's a good idea. I'll update that. And as soon as I started it, I felt a relief. So I knew that I did, in fact, need to clear the soul family again. And maybe it is because of the holidays and people are, you know, I'm not planning to see my family members or anything, but I felt like maybe they are thinking about me and attaching in some way again. So it felt really good to do that healing, Ron. So thank you for that.
Yeah, we could probably. I'll do one here just to show you what it's like, so you can understand what that clearing does. So here we go, everybody. Think of somebody in your family. You know, it could be anybody, but somebody in your family will say that you think could be connected to you. So naturally, when you think somebody, it's going to be your brother, your sister, your parents, you know, a cousin. Whatever comes up, I'll clear that. Here we go. So one, two, and we'll get that spirit out of your body because their spirit can be with you. One, two, three, four, and five. Wow. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So just see what that is like now, everybody. Do we have a beep, I think? Possibly? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I thought I heard something. Do we have a caller?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello, Ed. Thank you for calling.
Hi. You're welcome.
Go ahead.
Along with this idea of the family and that sort of thing, it reminded me of something that happened to me. I went to visit my sister, and she's my stepsister. And I hadn't seen her in, you know, a couple of years or so. And I was amazed that when I walked into the kitchen, she's sitting there, and she's very close to her mother, who was my father's second wife. And she's very close to her mother. But what amazed me was as I'm looking at my sister, she completely changed into the visage, the face of my stepmother. And I was like freaked out because it wasn't going away. And so along with our self-empowerment theme here, I was empowered enough to see what was really going on, which was great. And I'm just curious about the dynamics of that because they weren't my blood relatives, but she's so close to her mother. Apparently the mother is taking her over or is part of her. Maybe you could help explain that to me.
Boy, I've been seeing a lot of weird stuff lately. So what would that mean, weird stuff? Weird stuff is seeing a lot of people with shapeshifters in them, okay? And it's very disconcerting to realize that, you know, what you're looking at or who you're looking at may be something other than what's there. Like, you're seeing, this could have happened to you, Ed. You probably saw this person, and all of a sudden, you look, and it's not somebody who you recognize because it's somebody else looking out of those eyes. And I'm realizing this is happening a lot. So this is the sad part that we're dealing with here, is all these things are coming forward now. And maybe the energies of the shapeshifters now finally are coming forward. So, you know, I don't have any real thing to say, but all I know is that the shapeshifters now are starting to come out in people, and that could also be the spirit energy, using a different term on it, being in the body of someone too. So, and that could be kind of like tongue-in-cheek here, a shapeshifter, because who you're seeing is not the person that you were looking at initially with that name on it. So,
Would a mother normally have that strong an influence on a daughter that you could actually see her spirit on the face of the daughter?
Yeah, it could be. You know, I'm sure it's very scary.
Yeah, because the length of time is what was odd, because normally, like, I get a little vision, you know, a little snap, something pops in, but this is like hanging there. And I'm like looking, going, I don't believe what I'm looking at, and it's still there, which was the odd part. Is this probably what people have been prophesizing forever about the thinning of the veil? In other words, we're starting to see
that. I would say that could be very possible. But
yeah, so we're going to start seeing like squiggly creatures and other beings popping in and out of whoever we're looking at, because the veil gets thinner and thinner. The hypnotic effect is lessening, and our awareness is going up. Well, this is the only place I know of that has these answers and enables us, through the clearings, to become strong and powerful enough and visionary enough to actually see what the others aren't seeing yet. So it's not something scary to me at all. It's just something that is, well, this is what Ron's been talking about all these years, and, you know, here it is. And I'm aware of it. Forewarned is forearmed. And so I appreciate all that teaching to us, Ron. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah, it's, yikes. But that's what I've been seeing recently in people with this stuff. So it's, and I don't know what else to say, you know. But
yeah,
I do sense and see that. Yeah, Ed, you hit the nail on the head.
Okay. Well, thanks for your comment.
Okay.
Thank you, Ed.
Sure, bye.
I just pulled up the soul family disconnection clearing, since we were talking about that. And I have a question, but I just wanted to say, if you feel inclined to do this, and I recommend it very highly, there's a general, it's six steps, and it's the soul family clearing, which is a broad one. Then it says current soul family lifetime clearing, then past lifetimes clearing, then future lifetime contracts clearing. That is fabulous, because as Ron was just saying, sometimes things happen to us, and we're thinking, what happened here? Why is this happening to me? And this will help you avoid anything that you may have somehow gotten yourself involved in. And then I have a question, Ron. Also part of this clearing is the psychic billboard program disconnection. And I thought that would be an interesting thing to discuss tonight, because we're talking about true self-empowerment. So on this clearing, walking around, I have a billboard announcement on me, and people are seeing me a certain way. Now I've disconnected it. And can you talk about how, when we're working towards being powerfully present in the moment, in our bodies, how do I now generate, I think I know, but I wanted you to talk about it, you know, how do I now generate the billboard that I want to
okay,
be
yeah,
presented
you're first
to the world?
Find out what's on your billboard. That's the first thing. You know, what are people reading from you? Now, you may not know that completely, but kind of look at what you're doing every day of your life. And so let's just say that, for instance, every day at lunchtime, you go out to a fast food location and you eat there, okay? Well, that'll probably be on your billboard, because you're going to be interfacing with people that are going to be in that location. So they're going to want to see you. So it's kind of like a large energetic cording. Well, that's on your billboard. Also, what could be on your billboard is, you know, what you're dealing with, unfortunately, that you know nothing about. And so the way to get yourself cleared off is just to do those clearings and start fresh with your billboard. The whole thing is just mainly getting yourself cleaned out and allowing yourself to kind of be all, and you know, of what you can be at the present moment, because you don't know what you're doing. So the billboard is the quickest and easiest way, if you put time into it, reevaluate yourself. And naturally, you want to go back and look at yourself, you know, probably, you know, every day, if not every 2 days, to see how people are responding to you, because they're responding to you because you are putting out information that they are wanting to connect with you for whatever you're choosing to do. So you definitely need to correct that or change it if you want to have a change in your life. You may not want to have a change, and that's fine. Not everybody wants to get out of their comfort zone. But if you do choose to do that, then by all means, you know, do the psychic billboard. And it's only $20 a month. So I would definitely recommend doing that to get yourself more self-empowered. Otherwise, you won't have a clue of what's happening to you, and you're going to wonder what's going on in your life because it's not going the way you want it to go. Your thoughts are going one way, what you want to do, we'll say, and what's happening to you is going somewhere else. So you definitely want to, you know, understand what's happening, and the billboard is the best way to help change your reality. Oh, back to you. And
okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. There is the, you know, I was talking about the soul family disconnection, which also has the billboard, you know, taking down what your billboard is. But that other clearing you're talking about actually allows you to put in what you want your new message to be, right? Because I have also done that clearing. Now, what about if I'm feeling that I'm fully in my body and I'm heart-centered? I think you've talked about this, but it's been a long time. Is it possible or good or helpful to, for instance, use a pendulum to try to, you know, help yourself understand where you are? Do you recommend that people still do that, or is that something
we should... Well, you could try it. They're not always, you know, that accurate. You know, it depends what you're used to using in a pendulum for. So you could try that, but I still wouldn't solely rely on what it's doing or saying, because, you know, it may not be what, you know, where you want to be. You know, because it could lie to you in a sense, you know, but it may be fine. So it's hard for me to answer that, whether you want to do that or not, because either way, you know, it could go either direction. But if it does give you an indication, and you can trust it and know that it works for you, then that's fine. It's much better to ask your spirit, if you can connect to your spirit, to see what's going on. But if you're not doing that, then just, you know, do whatever you can. Just know what people are doing for you. Because the problem is that you know where you are and you want to change.
Right.
And so by changing...
And I think we have another caller. I heard a beep. Is someone
yes,
on the line?
Yes, we do. Yes, this is Nikki.
Hi,
hello,
Nikki.
I'm glad to be speaking with you. I have something that's been interesting. I have been... up here in Canada, and I've been looking after my son's animals and various things, and I've been trying to move out of the house because it's been really uncomfortable for me. And he works out of town and comes home every 2 weeks. And I actually have had a difficult time recognizing him. And this time he even felt like a totally different person. I mean, I had to walk up to him and look at him to make sure it was my son. And I'm just asking about that because I've been sort of wondering what's going on.
Oh, boy. It could follow right with Ed's information that he had.
Right.
Like kind of how we started it off today, with people looking, you know, or something else coming into their body looking like them. What I'm seeing that could be happening maybe to everybody, remember I talked about my fear would be that the 2012 event where people would be extricated out of here to dark side universes and then a clone would be put back into their place. So I'm not saying that, you know, he's cloned out and you're seeing somebody that you don't even recognize, but that could sure be a possibility. Because, you know, it's not going to necessarily happen exactly at, you know, the end of the year here. It could be starting now. Maybe they got some prototypes out there.
So it's interesting.
I could do a clone clearing for everybody, but we'll see what happens here. So think of that. And here we go. And we do this on Wednesday. So I'll just do one just to see. Okay, what I want you to do is feel the energy possibly in your house. Okay? And just see if your house energy changes. And we'll try to release that energy. So here we go. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. There we go. So does the energy feel a little different in your house, Nikki?
It's much lighter.
It's lighter. Okay, so very possibly you got cloned out. So what does that mean to us? So we'll just say that that's correct. I can't guarantee. We'll just say that's correct. So how are you going to relate now, everybody out there, to people that you used to know that looks like them, but they're a different person? How do you relate to them? What is there to do? What are they going to not remember everything in the whole history, you know, of their life?
Right.
You know, for me, I saw, you know, recently a lot of redhead people, you know, red-haired people, I should say. I was wondering, gee, what's that about? You know, I mentioned this maybe a month or so ago.
Great.
And so what would happen would be is I think that person that used to be maybe, you know, brown hair turned red, and all of a sudden, you know, everything is erased, and they think, because they have a back history of having red hair, everybody around them would know that they had red hair, even though they were a different person. So very possibly this is what they're going to be doing, and we're just probably seeing that the very tip of the iceberg of what they can do, and it's not good. But that was my main fear. Is how what's going to happen, you know, how to help these people. So that's why I started doing some clone healing to help the poor clones. And what's happening to, you know, the other clone that was here that had more of the spirit energy in it? This could be actually a real clone. Clone replica of
right.
this person. So, I mean, it could be very scary. For me, it would be scary. Maybe for you people it wouldn't be, but, you know, looking around and seeing the whole reality being different on these people, it's not good. So that's kind of what
The people are feeling different.
He got taken away, and the new him came in, and everybody around him would have, you know, the hologram from him replacing that this is the same guy. But for you, because you had clearings, you're able to recognize this here, and you're going, holy cow, what's going on here? Everybody else would be numbed out. That's what I would suggest or think. Man.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, because I'm really noticing that they may even look the same, but their energy, I can't connect with. I used to connect with their energy. I just would notice them by their energy, and it's not around anymore.
Boy, yeah. I'm trying to think here also, talking out loud, if you were to have somebody that was maybe in the movies on a DVD, you know?
Right.
Would the aliens be smart enough to go back, we'll say, let's just say 20 years, you know, say a movie star's out there 20 years ago, would they be smart enough to go back 20 years ago and change that person, or just the more recent movies? So you may get some movies out and feel the energy of the people, and then get a new one and see if they feel different. And we all have seen in the tabloids, and they've been talking about this too with people, that, wow, this person doesn't age. You know, what's going on here? And they kind of don't necessarily, you know, talk about clones, but they might bite their tongue a little bit and say that, you know, to get your attention. But that's about all you can come up with, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what, and I see him all the time, you know, when I go to, there's one gentleman at the expos who changes all the time. I can't say what his name is, but he does change bodies, and it's very obvious, but I guess to most people, they probably wouldn't know it, but it's to be
pretty remember
goofy.
Seeing him in L.A.
Yeah. And we can't get his name, but that wouldn't be right, you know, but anyway.
Right.
And I don't want anybody to type it into the fast chat, because that wouldn't be proper either.
Yeah.
But anyway. Oh.
Well, thank you.
Not good. But it's kind of what we thought about.
Nikki, can I just say one thing, too, because you mentioned that the house doesn't feel good, and have you done the space clearing?
Not
recently. That is wonderful.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, and what we might do too is, boy, remember that the clone, there are real clones, and there are people that have spirits that get cloned out. So if you're a new listener, just know that there's two types of energies here. So there's a real clone that doesn't have a spirit at all in it, and that could be what we're talking about right now is, somebody looks completely different, okay? And then the other one is where they get cloned out and a new one comes in, like I, you know, get rid of these things on the Thursday call for clone replicas. So one clone leaves, another one comes back in again, and you keep moving them out until you feel more real, or you are real at that point. So, man, I just wonder anybody else out there has seen people change before their eyes who they used to be, and now they don't relate to you too much. I would guess that would be probably a common thing. So if anybody out there has also seen that, you might type it into the fast chat. To me, the most scariest thing would be when you're dealing with somebody who is going to be responsible for doing something to you. I guess the easiest one to talk about might be a dentist, you know. But, you know, and you look at him, you go, this guy doesn't feel quite right, but, you know, I'm in here sitting in the chair, and, you know, what's happening to me? What's he going to do to me, you know? So,
right.
You know, or even worse, an operation or something. Oh, dear. So, back to you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Nikki.
Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and I, you know, I know it's a little off the topic, but I do really recommend the space clearing for everybody. I think it's $10, and it's amazing to just clear
That's
your
a
home.
Good one.
And, yeah. I also feel, Ron, with what you're talking about, and you do the cording disconnection calls as well. When I'm corded, I usually know who's doing it, and in one case, it's a man, and I actually feel like I become masculine. And another person that cords me is kind of depressed, and then I'll feel depressed when that person cords me. So it's, I don't know, a little less severe than what Nikki was describing, but I have actually experienced that from cording.
Right, yeah, uh-huh.
Is it possible maybe we could do a sample cording release now for people?
Sure. So everybody, think of who could be cording you, connecting to you. And what will normally happen is people some people don't know what's going on. They go, I don't have a clue. Okay, well, what you want to do is whatever comes up first for you, okay? So when you're looking to see who's cornering you and you get somebody's face, then you know that's probably the person. So automatically, that's what you want to release. You know, if you start looking at it and trying to figure it out and analyze it, it may not work that way. Whatever comes up first, just know that that's your problem. So here we go. Think of this person, and we'll take out the energy that they gave you that you may not like. Here we go. So release from that. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. Well, that feels yucky. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. I don't know what to say on this one here, but boy, it definitely felt goofy.
Well, I'm glad I brought that up then, Ron, because it's an issue for me, and it probably is for other people as well. And just to remind everyone, it's Tuesdays that Ron does the cording removal. So if you are experiencing a release now, you want to get on those Tuesday calls. They are, is it 5:30 to 6:30 Pacific time, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
They're all the same, yeah. They're Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday calls, and the Tuesday one is cording. Friday is entities, and Thursday is clone bodies. And those are $20 each, or include in your package if you've done the 3 8-hour Sunday calls and the Saturday, which is past. But those are wonderful, so anyone who signed up for those is able to also do these hour calls during the week, and they're wonderful. And just to remind everyone, too, you don't have to be available to be on all of those calls. You can sign up, and you can be absentee and still receive all the benefits of the Creation Light Chip Healing. Okay, someone is asking, Ron, on the fast chat, will you put a clone clearing on the website someday?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Don't know.
That's a complicated one, huh?
No, it's too complicated. So, see what happens.
All right. That might happen, though. And keeping in mind that I feel like we've covered a lot of really great clearings tonight, and if someone is new, they're probably getting a good spectrum of things that they can heal with you, Ron, and with Creation Light Chip. But let's talk a bit, if we could, about the timeline crashes, which are so important to do. And one of the things that I do them for mostly is when I have a dream, which they're always a bad dream. It's never a good dream. And I do a timeline crash. And I was wondering if you could maybe just talk about timeline crashes a little bit and how important it is for us to be doing those.
Yeah, remember, they abduct you onto timelines. And so when you do the timeline crash, you're taken off of that timeline. And then, you know, that's just one timeline that's gone. And they can cause you problems. Anything that's going on in your life is going to be on that timeline, basically. Typically, we only zero in on a few issues. But, yes, you want to do timeline crashes to give yourself a better life, because you may get taken off of one that you have some pain on, and often the pain goes away. Or maybe you're feeling a little kind of like unconscious or, you know, dizzy or something. Well, maybe you got hit in the head on that timeline, and now it's coming into you here. So it's very good to do that. Timeline crashes are great. So do we have a beep there?
I think we did.
Hi, it's Sharina.
Hi, Sharina.
I'm calling from India, and just by magic, I happened to connect in at the right time.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for calling. I saw that on the fast chat. You really get around.
Yeah. So, Ron, I think this is a, an empowerment question. After you did the 4-in-1 with me, you said that I could go to Home Planet and I could go to Twin Planet. But I'm sure that, you always tell us that our spirit should stay in our body. So my question is does that mean when I say, like, go to Home Planet, does that more or less just mean shift, levels of frequency or something that we're on? And also the other thing is, at that time when you did my 4-in-1 with me, you said that the Home Planet was far out and then the Twin Flame was further out. So I can't imagine that I'm going off to different places. So I'd really like to understand how that works. And also, if I can do Twin Flame at the same time.
Yeah, at the blink of an eye, you will see it instantly. And then all of a sudden, you're in that experience. So, yes, that's kind of the way it works. This happens so quickly that, you're not really going out of your body. It just happens so fast. This is what happens.
Okay, great. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thank you for calling, Sharina. Ron, do you want to talk a little bit or explain to people what Sharina is talking about with the 4-in-1 clearing?
Sure, no problem. Yeah, what it is the energy, you have your twin flame energy, which is the other half of you. You have what I call the home base energy. That's where you go to when you're in the planets of life, whenever you choose to leave the planets of light. I guess it would be life, too. But when you... You know, when you want to have that life form no longer exist, then you just, dematerialize it instantly, and then you find something else to do. And that's kind of the way it works. So it's a very quick process. I take you out of the soul family, which is what keeps you incarnating here. And so with that, it's great to get out of. But the whole thing is that clearing is there to empower you so that you're having probably a much better life and you don't feel lonely and, like you're missing something because what you're missing is the other half of you. That's the whole process. So you want to become empowered, and by doing that clearing, that helps you out greatly. I won't say it'll fix everything, but it will make you feel a lot better because of having that clearing, because you won't really feel the loneliness and the situations in your life that keeps recycling over and over again.
Don't you also disconnect us from the planets during that healing, Ron? Am I correct about that?
Yeah, we do work with 13 major planets that are connecting to you. The soul family one is really nice to get out of, it's very nice. And there's a clearing on the website for that, too. Not the same clearing, but it's one that you can experience just by releasing energies out of you to see what it's like.
Now, is it better to do the emotional body clearing first and then contact you about the 4-in-1 clearing, or vice versa?
Yeah, you have to have some clearings underneath your belt first. Because remember, your twin flame is not going to want to come into you because it'll see darkness. So you want to do your emotional whole life, your mental whole life, the sensory. And that's basically what's needed. You may want to see if you have any other issues. If you do, then definitely you want to do something else too if that seems to call out for you. But the whole thing is that, you're stuck here, and this is a way to feel, source energy again. Because you're getting connected to, the other part of you. Remember, everybody wants to leave here, and that's true because you're used to leaving your life form. If you're on a planet of light and you didn't want to stay right now, because a lot of people say, Ron, I don't want to be here any longer. Well, you would just say, on a planet of light, well, body, I'm done. Take your spirit energy out of the body, and your body will instantly dematerialize. Your spirit can leave, and then you can go on with your life. But what's happening here is that's not a possibility. So people kind of are confused because of that situation. Wow, I can't get out of here. Well, that's true. You know, the darkness is holding you captive here. So nothing is, you know, very strange. And I'm sure that if you had that clearing too, you know, by doing the other ones, you're going to feel better. And that's probably one way to probably help to keep them off of you so you won't become a clone body. Because your twin flame, I don't think it's going to like them trying to clone you out, you know.
Right. Okay. Now, when I first found Creation Lightship, I did the 4-in-1 clearing. I've gone through this, I think, on other shows, all the different clearings I've done. But Brian on the Fast Chat has a question, and I don't think this is a clearing I have done. And he wants to know, what is the Century Clearing?
Yeah, that's where we go back, or I go back, and I found out when you first came here. And so typically most people are going to be 30,000 years or more, okay? So that kind of indicates to you where you are and when you came in here. Some people already know about what year it's going to be and what they worked with a long time ago, but that's when your spirit first came here for this last consistent prison planet experience. Now, you could have been here before that even, but I don't go back into that. It's just from when you first came here, where you are now, going back throughout time. You could have been here maybe a million years ago, you know, in some other life form. But you know, if you left here, then that's you know, that's not included in that. I'm not going to go looking around for that. But it's just your consistency of being here, and then that consistency is the prism planet energy.
So is that clearing?
Yeah, that clearing is what you want to do. The century is what you should have before you have, you know, the 4-in-1. I think we did something else for you, Ann, which we had, but basically that's what it is.
Okay. But is there a century clearing on the website or not yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
I've been trying to get that up, and we'll see if I can get that put up right, you know, quickly here within maybe a week or something.
Oh, wonderful.
I sent off an email, so we'll see if that happens.
Great. And, you know, people are saying online, of course, passing along, I know everyone feels this way, just so much gratitude to you, Ron, that you're helping us all be ready for ascension. And we appreciate it, and we know how important it is to keep clearing ourselves out and remove all of this garbage that's attached to us from the centuries. And I'd love to do, you know, another sample healing, if that's okay. Someone mentioned the mind to heart drop, if that's still important, and I know that, of course,
yeah,
it still is.
That's very good, yeah. You should be
doing
that.
Do you
want to
maybe do that for us on the show now, or?
We'll do that. So the mind to heart drop, here we go. So again, it's a very a nice clearing to do. Do it and have all your friends do it too. Tell them all about it. Here we go. Dropping down into your heart center. Commanding your spirit to do this. Here we go. Dropping down. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll close the show here with the 2,000-year barcode. So I'll do a sample of that for everybody. And here we go. This will help to get you a little more conscious. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody, so there we go. We'll be ending our program here. So thank you, Ann. And hopefully, you know, look around for people that may have changed and might be interesting for you. So,
and try not to touch them. Right,
Ron?
Thank
you, Ann. Later.
Okay. Thank
Bye,
you,
everyone.
Ron.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.